Texte numéro 86. This death must not be in vain. They try to keep the death cell at the Georgia Diagnostic and Classification Prison in Jackson clean. Its smell is primarily one of antiseptic. But no matter how hard they try, the stench of death is impossible to get rid of. I know this because on the 24th of May 1984, I was due to be executed in the same place that Troy Davis was killed last week. But just hours before the execution time, I received a reprieve. Troy was not so lucky. The Death Watch cell itself is like most cells on death row. 2.5 metres by 1.8 metres, a stainless steel toilet and sink combination, a slab bed welded to the wall, a 2.5 centimetre thick mattress with blue and white stripes, and an old olive green army blanket. On the wall there is a piece of metal that was once shined up to act as a mirror, but is now scratched and marked by other inmates. You can't see your reflection anymore. When you are there, two officers observe you at all times. One would write down my every movement, the other my every word, to report back to the warden before the time of death, to stop you from taking your own life before the state takes it from you. I could see from where I sat the room where the execution was to be controlled. In those days it was where the electric chair would have been turned on, and now I assume it's where the lethal cocktail of drugs is administered. The execution chamber itself is only 3 metres away. Although no single experience in this cell is the same as another, everyone who's been there will have had to fight. Fight the depression that is constantly trying to descend upon you. Fight off the questions. Can I keep going until the end? Is there a way to make peace with myself before it comes? They give you the option of turning the TV on. I take comfort from the fact that Troy would have seen the vigils outside the prison, the protests around the world, and that he would have heard the cries of, "I am Troy Davis." I never met Troy, and deliberately did not have an active role in the campaign to save his life. I pleaded guilty to murdering 77-year-old Fred Stapleton, whom I shot dead in an armed robbery on the 4th of April 1974. After my sentencing, I began writing to his family asking for forgiveness. They gave it to me, and it was through their backing that my death sentence was eventually commuted to life, and I was released from jail in 1992. Troy always maintained his innocence. Adapted from The Guardian Weekly, October 2011.